You are listening to Covenant Dies Radio, helping you in your journey to stay pure online. A few months ago, I had a chance to talk to Jeff Colon of Pure Life Ministries. Pure Life helps Christian individuals and organizations dealing with sexual sin by providing biblically based counseling and teaching. Devastated by his habitual sin of pornography, Jeff came to Pure Life many years ago to take part in their live-in counseling program. And today, he works for Pure Life as their president, overseeing the daily operations of the ministry. I had a chance to ask Jeff if he could choose three major biblical principles that he learned at Pure Life that have impacted his life the most, what would they be? Jeff talks about them here today on Covenant Dies Radio. One of the things I love about Pure Life Ministries is a ruthless devotion to the scriptures as being the primary focus, as being the sole source of revelation on how one is to break free from sexual sin, how one deals with their emotions, how one worships God on all areas and all facets of life. And so if you could choose three scriptural truths that have impacted your repentance and healing the most that you learned at Pure Life, which ones would you highlight for our audience?
Well, the biggest things would be brokenness, being truly broken over my sin, and then with that, what true surrender and what it means to be a true follower of Christ or a true disciple, and then learning how to live and walk in the Spirit. Those three things really stand out to me.
Can you describe those a little bit more? I'd love to be able to pass this on to our listeners so they can begin sinking their teeth into some of these scriptural truths as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I had experienced many years going to the altar, crying, supposedly repenting, and then going right back to my sin. And I really needed, first of all, to experience true brokenness over my sin, really what Paul describes in 2 Corinthians 7, repentance had taken place, and he's rejoicing, and he says, you know, I rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance.
Right.
For you were made sorry in a godly manner. And he talks in there about, you know, worldly sorrow versus godly sorrow. And what I had experienced many years was worldly sorrow. You know, I would cry at the altar and seemingly repent, but I was just sorry for my circumstances. I was just sorry that I was blowing it and hurting people. I didn't have a clue what I was doing before a holy God. And, you know, when I came to Pure Life, the Lord made it very real to me that I had sinned before a holy God. And I began to see my sin for what it really was. And it was time for me to really take responsibility for my sin. I guess I can compare it to David. And Psalm 51 really is one of my favorite places in Scripture to read, because to me it's a picture of brokenness, what it looks like to finally take responsibility for your sin. And that's what I needed. David in that psalm could only see his sin, and that it was before a holy God, and it was always before him. And all he cared about wasn't his kingdom, it wasn't everything getting put back into place, it was that God wouldn't take his presence. And I had to get to that place in my own life, and I believe it happened when I came to Pure Life. I think for the first time, as I spent time in the Word, was in meetings and experiencing the Lord and having a real encounter with the Lord, I really started to understand, man, I have trampled the grace of God underfoot year after year, and I began to see my sin for the first time in all of its fullness. That's all I could see. And I finally began to break over my sin, which led to, you know, the second aspect of surrendering. I spent years trying to be a Christian, just not being able to find that freedom, and I believe it was because I had two masters. As Jesus said, you can't have two masters. I wanted the world. I worked in Manhattan. I made good money. I liked the world. So what I did is I tried to fit Jesus into my life. I didn't want him ruling and reigning in my life. So I really wasn't, I believe, a true disciple of Jesus. I hadn't forsaken all. And it was time for me. After I was broken, I knew. When I realized the mercy God had on me and how I'd literally spit in his face for years, and I understood that in spite of that, he's willing to forgive me, my only response was, take my life. Lord, I surrender. And that really happened. And my wife knew I changed. And Jesus, you know, tells us in the scriptures in Matthew 16:24 that if we want to follow him, we have to deny ourselves. We have to take up our cross and follow him. And he goes on to say, whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Well, I had never lost my life for Christ, but I finally did. And in that, I believe, finally entered into the power of the cross. You know, there's two sides to the cross. There's death, and then there's life. There's resurrection life. But you can't have resurrection life without dying to self. And as I did that, I began to experience what it was like to have a real walk with the Lord. And really, which leads to number three, is just starting to learn then how to walk with God and to live a life in the Spirit. And that carries on into my life today. I've been free for 16 years, but it's real to me that I need to be walking and living in the Spirit every day. I need daily quality time in the Word and prayer and daily obedience to the Word. You know, I love the Psalms. I love reading the Psalms because you see that David had that in his life, especially like Psalm 63, where you just see that hunger in David's heart. That, you know, God, you are my God. Early I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. You know, that is the reality of our lives in this world. There is nothing in this world that will satisfy us, that will feed our spirit. We need God. We need to be saturating ourselves with the Word of God. And God made that real to me, that I needed to learn how to abide and to walk with him every day. I mean, Jesus warned his disciples, you know, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And, you know, that's kind of how I used to live my Christian life. There was something, you know, I wanted to do the right thing. My spirit was willing, but I just couldn't find it in myself to do it. The Word of God promises us in Galatians 5:16 that if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And I'm learning that that's true. That scripture is true. As I live a life in God and daily seek him and you know, have a quality prayer time with him, get in the Word daily, and then obey that Word. You know, you got to obey the Word throughout the day and be denying yourself and making godly choices throughout the day. As you do that, it's that life in God that will keep a man from sin. And that's been my testimony. God's kept me for 16 years. So I'm very thankful for the Word and the truths in the Word, and that we really can appropriate them in our lives.
Well, you know, one of the things that really strikes me about your story, and I would say even similar to my own story, is that when you got to Pure Life and when you started to really find these truths, and when these truths really started to grip your heart in a fresh way, in a way they've never done before, one of the things that seemed to happen is that it's suddenly the sexual sins, they weren't merely the highlighted points anymore. They were part of a much bigger overall problem. That
exactly.
It wasn't just,
that's
I got to
right.
fix this little thing. I got Jesus over here, and I've got this little thing that I got to get rid of, and it's turned into a big thing now. So now I got this big thing to get rid of. What happens is it's not this little cancerous thing on the side that you've got to cut away. It's rooted to a deep problem inside of our hearts that doesn't just go away by correcting behavior. There's a real brokenness
exactly.
and an internal transformation that has to happen in order for that symptom of sexual sin to go away. That's how the victory happens. It happens by powerful transformation, which of course, like in your experience, is a powerful encounter and continual encounter and walk with the Lord of glory. And that's absolutely central.
That's it, Luke. You're absolutely right. It's a heart issue.
It is.
All the guys that come to the program think we're going to sit around and talk about their sexual sin, and we rarely do, because we know that's not the problem. The problem is in their heart, and they need their hearts radically changed by the Lord Jesus Christ.
And that's another thing, is one of the things that also similar to my own experience, that one of the means of grace that God used to awaken you to those truths, to awaken your heart to the realization for your need of brokenness and repentance and your need to walk with him, was the community of Pure Life. You were surrounded in that community life. People were in your life teaching those truths to you, exhorting you, rebuking you if necessary. You really had true discipleship. And unfortunately, because that kind of community life is so seriously lacking, it takes, unfortunately, years for them to see and experience these truths that should be basic and foundational to the Christian life. I think one of the benefits, one of the hallmarks of the Pure Life program isn't that it's just a program. It's not just a list of methods. It's not just a, here, read these books and apply these things to your life, and that's it. It's a community life that infuses those truths into your soul, and that's has always been God's plan and program. His plan and program have always been the people of God together sharpening each other in these areas. Thank you for listening to our interview with Jeff Cologne of Pure Life Ministries. Find out more about Pure Life's many books, DVDs, podcasts, as well as their at-home and live-in counseling programs on their website, purelifeministries.org. Listen to more of Covenant Eyes Radio on iTunes or on our blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog.